Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on October 25th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Oh, happy Thursday. I'm doing great. It's
happy
the unofficial start of the week. It's the unofficial start of the weekend.
Yes, it is. And what a great time here in the South Bay, isn't it?
You know, hasn't the weather been gorgeous? Was this weekend
unbelievable?
I mean, it just it could not have been any nicer. I mean, it was in the high 70s, low 80s. And, you know, the rain last weekend, you know, washed all the gunk out of the air, you know, so it was clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ocean was beautiful. I mean, it was just gorgeous weather. I mean, I know the last couple of days we've had a little, morning marine layer that we have to wait to burn off. But, October is a gorgeous, gorgeous time of year. And we're coming into it. You know, today we're going to talk about the thousands of Halloween events going on in the South Bay this weekend. But before we get to that, a couple of things I wanted to mention. Last Saturday, I went to the Ragin' Cajun Blues Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was the music was unbelievable. The music was fantastic. And everybody across the board was going, oh, my God, these guys are killing. These guys are great. You know, really, really, really good. An interesting, diverse selection of blues
mm-hmm.
types. There was Delta blues. There was some Chicago blues. There was West Coast blues. There was Texas blues. It was really, really good. Good food. Gorgeous, as I said, gorgeous, gorgeous day. So that was
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun. And we're hoping that that's going to become an annual event. Last night I went down to Shade Hotel in Redondo Beach for the
mm-hmm.
Domo Group's appreciation night. They do a client and community member appreciation night every year where they just, you know,
mm-hmm.
they want to say thank you to everybody. And, Shade Redondo. What an incredible facility! It was
mm-hmm.
on their third floor in the banquet building, and so thanks for the invite, Rob, Greg. Terrific event. They had some fun stuff this year. They had a tarot card reader, palm reader. They had magicians. It was fun. It was fun. You know, it was just a nice casual evening. Beautiful night, of course. I rode my bike down. Speaking
mm-hmm.
of bikes. Almost the last several months, almost every time I go to an event, somebody comes running up to me and says, guess what I bought? And I'm like, what? And they go, an electric bike.
Right.
I saw Kathleen Terry and her husband last night, And she said, we just bought a couple of electric bikes. It's so funny. You know, I mean, what you know what I've said from day one is that thing has changed my life. You know, having
right.
that electric bike, being able to go up and down hills with ease has literally changed my life. And you can see the same effect when other people are talking about it. You know, when they get their electric
right.
bike and they're like, oh, my goodness. You know, so that was kind of fun. That was kind of fun. So
you're a walking testimonial.
I am. And I was an early adapter. You know, I've had my bike for 4 years now. Yeah, and you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I first got it? You remember there was quite a few snide remarks about it. I had a lot of people,
oh, yeah.
you know, yeah, making fun of me. They're like, "Well, what's the purpose?" You know, like, you know, they don't get
yeah.
it. You know, and then of course people
right.
of a certain
you don't
age,
like
you know,
sweating. You want to keep your why you want electric bike? Yeah, people did not think of it as practical, I guess.
Right. Well, I think they thought it was laziness. You know, I've never ridden a bike. First off, I've never ridden a bike for exercise. All right. I've tried spinning classes.
Mm-hmm.
It's too painful. But I've always ridden a bike to go places, to get from point A to point B. All right. And, you know, like last night I went to this event. I was dressed. I was in heels. I ride my bike. It's a nice way to get places
yeah.
without breaking out of sweat, you know. And,
yeah,
and it's funny
yeah.
because – Talking to Kathleen, her husband, last night, they were saying, it's funny, you actually get a lot more exercise because you're using it more often.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
a lot of times, you think, oh, I want to go to this. On a regular bike, you say, oh, I'll break out in a sweat if I have to go up that hill or something, you know. But with an electric bike,
right.
you're actually getting more exercise because you're using the bike more often. Anyway, enough of that. So, Halloween. All right, so I have a theory on Halloween, Joe. Halloween. I have a theory, okay? And what is that? Is that spooky noise?
I don't know. Do you hear something?
I hear something. it sounds spooky. All right, so
this is background music for what you're about to say.
Okay, all right. Spooky Halloween music. So I'm sure you've noticed that over the last few years, there's been a real proliferation of Halloween events. I mean, it used to
right.
be the kids got dressed up and they went trick-or-treating in their neighborhoods, all right?
Right.
Occasionally,
right.
like some neighborhoods in other parts of Southern Cal, I know that some people do like haunted houses. You know, they might, you know, do up their front yard, have a little party type of thing. But that was really the extent of it for a long time. And my goodness, how many years ago did the Riviera Village trick or treat start? It's got to be 25 years. I mean, I've been going to that since I lived, you know, down in South Redondo. You know, it's been going on a long time, and for a long time, that was the big Halloween event. So kids, you know, families
right.
would come down, do the trick or treating in the village, and then they would go to the outlying neighborhoods to do their trick or treating. Well, now everybody, every city, every organization,
right.
everybody, and that's not even including the bars. You know, the bars, every bar in town has a costume party, you know. So not even
right.
including bars and restaurants, there are so many events taking place. And I've been thinking about this for a while, and what it's come down to is that what I believe, you know, this day and age, you know, there's so much pressure to be, like, the politically correct movement. You know, society pressures us to be all-inclusive. You know, there's been a trend for a long time to cut the tribal ties. You know, remember the whole thing several years ago about Merry Christmas became a bad thing to say? You had to say Happy Holidays?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No, seriously. I mean, it's happening across the board. Everybody wants everybody to belong to everything. They don't want there to be any exclusion. And I think what that did was, I think there was a lot of pushback to that, you know, which in effect divides us more than ever, you know, as if like the political climate didn't do that already. So what I think the beauty of Halloween is that it's not exclusive to any particular religion, culture, class, age, political party, gender identity. It's something we can all enjoy. You don't have to be Catholic.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be a kid. You don't have to be straight. You don't have to be. Every single different group of people can celebrate this one. It's not even a holiday. What do you call it? A tradition. Everybody, you know, you don't have to be an American. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, we have, you know, Thanksgiving is an American holiday, and there are a lot of people that live here that are not from here that don't celebrate Thanksgiving. But Halloween is something that everybody can enjoy. So my theory is that the explosion of Halloween celebrations, it's a direct cause and effect for our need as human beings to put aside our differences for a while and reconnect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I think, I mean, a way of explaining what we're seeing. It's bigger than big. I mean, not only every organization, nonprofit, church that we know is doing some kind of a harvest festival, you know, if they don't call it Halloween, that's what our church does. They call it a harvest festival. It's the perfect time between, obviously, you know, Thanksgiving is coming and those are all planned. Christmas is coming. Those are all planned. This is the third one and it's getting big.
Oh,
I
think it's bigger than anything else now. I got to believe that there's more money being spent for Halloween themed things, or, you know, Halloween events than any of the other major holidays at this point. I got to believe
that
because that's what I'm saying. I think that it's because it's the one thing we can all celebrate without
mm-hmm.
worrying about, you know, tribal or clan differences. Yeah, we can all
mm-hmm.
celebrate it. So I think that's what it's. I think it's subconscious. I think it's absolutely
mm-hmm.
subconscious. So anyway, as I said, that's just a theory on my part. So we're gonna get
that's
right
pretty
down
amazing,
to it.
That's pretty amazing, Jackie.
What?
That you come up with. That's pretty amazing that you've come up with this, because that echoes in my mind. That echoes, you know, the idea that to have peace in a time when you have tribal conflicts and entrenched conflicts, the only way to do that is to establish new traditions that everyone can share. That's great. I think that's a great idea.
Well, again, it's not even new. You know, Halloween has been around before. You know, I think it was originally like, pagan, you know, way back when. You know, it's certainly not new. And the harvest festivals, you know, that's been around forever. You know, that was the celebration of the end of the growing season before everybody hunkered down for winter. And there was a lot of, you know, gods and, you know, things like that. But, I think, Joe, I can be deep at times. I can be deep.
You can be. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I think we should stop with the scary background music.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's scary. It's scaring me. Okay, so if everybody wants to be scared, okay, this is great. Tonight, the City of Hermosa Beach Parks and Recreation Department, they're having community movie night tonight, Thursday, October 25th at 6:30 at the Community Theater on Pier Avenue. They're going to have a special movie screening of Carrie. Right? Do you remember how scary? Do you remember how scary Carrie was when it came out?
It was a huge, huge, huge event. I think it was Carrie and The Exorcist were the two big events, which, you know, sort of set the tone for an entire year. They were so scary.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, Carrie was. You know, it's so funny because I think at the time it was a real B flick. You know, it wasn't big, high production value or anything. It kind of when it came out, it wasn't, I think, up to par as far as production values go. But since then, it's become a classic. You know, it's a right. And it still holds up. And what I didn't know, I don't know if you know this. Did you know that scenes from Carrie were filmed at the Hermosa Beach Community Center? Did
I
you know
actually
that?
Did know that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I did. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So they're going to be filming it tonight. They want you to dress in your best prom attire. They're gonna do a behind the scenes look at the filming spots that were used in the movie. So there's going to be a reception at 6:30, hosted by the Hermosa Beach Historical Society with some food and drink. And the movie starts at 8:00. It's rated R. Tickets are $10, 18 and older, and kids are free. So if you're younger than 18, you get them for free. But that was, I haven't seen that movie in a while. That was a creepy movie.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
I'm loving it. Good for Hermosa. Good for them. So now, of course, that's just the beginning. We can party with a purpose and kick off Halloween weekend at the monthly FTK Social Club Mixer tonight, Thursday, October 25th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Tower 12. Great restaurant. Tower 12 has graciously agreed to host FTK for an evening of mixing and mingling. Enjoy games, appetizers, raffles, karaoke, and an extended happy hour. Great. Costumes are encouraged, of course. Come learn about upcoming volunteer opportunities through Walk with Sally and get inspired. All right. Tickets are $20. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit their website, walkwithsally.org, and you can find out everything there. Tower 12, as you should know, is located at 53 Pier Avenue in Hermosa. Very good.
That'll be fun. going through this, you know, we're each going to need about 20 costumes each, unless you're just going to wear the same costume to every event. Okay, here's something new. The people from Golden State Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Torrance, they contacted me, mm-hmm. and they wanted everybody to know that they're hosting a Parents Night Out Kids Halloween Party on Friday, October 26th from 5 to 9 p.m. Every month, this local martial arts school, they host a Parents Night Out party for kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one's going to be Halloween themed, and it's going to have food and beverages, games and activities, and of course you should wear your costume. You can get more information and a ticket purchase check out the website, goldenstatebjj.com, and they're located on Hawthorne Boulevard in Torrance. So even if your kids aren't students there, you know, you can drop them off.
Go have a nice dinner.
So
that's interesting. A parents' night out party for kids. So I guess for the families, they just want to give them some time. And of course, the kids all know each other, so it's something that the kids want to do. And dropping the kids off.
As I said, they don't have to be members. It's open to anybody. You don't have to be a member of Golden State Jiu-Jitsu. You can drop off your kids there. You don't have to be a member.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good way. It's a good way to get people in the door. You know, it's a smart business move to get people in the door of the place. So, I like it. What's up next?
Yeah. Okay. Next, the city of Gardena will host a Halloween dance on Friday, tomorrow, October 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Nakaoka Community Center. The dance is for kids 12 and under and features a costume contest, refreshments, and, of course, lots of dancing. Admission is $3 per person. For additional information, visit the website at gardenaevents.com. And Nakaoka Community Center is located at 1670 West 162nd Street in Gardena. That's interesting, a Halloween dance. For kids 12 and under, so that's wonderful. They dress up in their costumes and have a dance. That's a great idea.
Yeah, as I said, there's something for everybody, you know.
12 and under. great.
Yeah, those are the young ones. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. All right, the annual Halloween Monster Ball will take place Friday, October 26th. That's tomorrow night, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at Big Door Studios. You know Big Door Studios, Nel Segundo.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
This is their invitation. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and foes, you are invited to a devilish show. Dust off your bones and put on your costume. Prepare for a feast with music and cocktails. This will certainly be a horrific celebration and your chance to support the Phase One Foundation. So join us if you dare, for this opportunity is rare. And truth be told, indeed, all proceeds will help those in need. I love those. There are a couple of those. I got a couple of invitations with some creepy poems. The event features cocktails, bites, awesome auction items, dancing, surprises, and more. Tickets are $175 per person, and you can get them at HalloweenMonsterBall.org. And Big Store is located in the Smoky Hollow section of El Segundo.
Yes. That's fun. That's – wow. That's really fun. Good for them. I love that. Horrific celebration. So
somebody put some fun to it. Yeah.
Well, I attempted earlier this week to do a celebration on Monday of Barry Brisk, the conductor, performer of the Beach City Symphony. That show didn't go so well because we had technical difficulties, but I hope we can do that again. This is Barry's final season after 25 years or something like that. The Beach City Symphony kicks off the season on Friday, tomorrow, October 26th at 7:15 p.m. at the Marseille Auditorium with a free concert. Music lovers will want to arrive before the 8 p.m. concert to hear Maestro Brisk deliver a pre-concert lecture on the music at 7:15. The concert will have opportunities, drawings for the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, as well as certificates to Torrance Restaurants, Dim Tai Fung, and Hometown Buffet, both near the Del Amo Mall. This is the final season for Maestro Barry Brisk, so be sure to attend and send him off in style. Maestro Brisk has been the conductor of the Beach City Symphony since 1994, having first studied at the Academy of Music, now the University of Music in Vienna, Austria, with the prominent Hans Swarovski. Brisk has conducted many orchestras in Southern California, as well as Mexico and Austria. He has conducted works by more than 80 composers, including several original pieces he wrote, which have been performed by the Beach City Symphony. As always, the public is invited to attend these concerts free of charge. For additional information, visit the website at Beach City Symphony. That's two S's in the middle. BeachCitySymphony.org. Marseille Auditorium at El Camino College is located on Crenshaw. Yes?
Okay. Well, we were just going to go through the Halloween events today.
Oh,
because
sorry,
there's
sorry, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the other stuff, go to my website. It's all listed there, but we got to get through all the Halloween events, and this is a Halloween theme thing.
Right.
So, the next Halloween event, okay, the Redondo Pier Association presents a Halloween costume contest and dance party. They had the first one last year. Huge success. Friday, October 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. The event is free to attend and all ages are welcome. Wear your most horrific costume and plan to dance the night away to all those great tunes from the 80s. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be balloon art, music, selfie wall, sponsor giveaways, and trick-or-treating on the boardwalk and pier. For those in costume while supplies last, for additional information, visit the RedondoPier.com. RedondoPier.com.
Mm-hmm.
We should have gorgeous weather for that too, so that'll be great.
Yes. Now, there's no shortage of Halloween events. We'll stick to Halloween events. Barry Bly Productions presents South Bay Scream on Friday, tomorrow, from 9 to 2 a.m. at the Alta House. So this is going to be a great event. South Bay Scream is the South Bay's biggest and best every year, and this year will be no different. Alta House will be hosting the event with two floors of music, haunted decor, and state-of-the-art production featuring DJ Dick, Danny Olson, Eric B., and Black Sheep. Costumes are required, and guests must be 21 to attend, at least 21. You can be older than 21. That's okay. Tickets are $40. Tables are also available at great deals for one and two bottle minimums. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at southbayscream.com. Have you been to one of these, Jackie?
South Bay Scream. You know, if that's the one that was used to be a Portofino, then yes. I'm a little confused. Barry used to do an event at Portofino. Well, actually, he did it at South Coast Crown Plaza too. He used to have a big party. Mm-hmm. I think it was originally South Coast Plaza. Then they moved it to, and I had been to that, but I'm not sure if it's that one. So, all right.
Oh, okay.
He always puts on a great event. And Barry's got a couple of events going on this weekend. You know, we'll get to the other ones. C-Lab,
right,
you know C-Lab,
right.
Our favorite C-Lab. They invite the community to experience. They're doing a Halloween maze on Saturday, October 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right? You come see what lurks in the depth of this fishy Halloween maze. They're going to have glowing creatures guide you through the maze, and then you can join a touch tank tour and get up close and personal with real sea life. It's appropriate for all ages. Admission is $5. Kids 3 and under getting free. Fish feeding is $2 while supplies last, all right? So they do a great job down there at Sea Lab, and this is a little extra something for the Halloween weekend. So and that's located right down there on Harbor Drive, so...
Fantastic.
Oh.
I love that. Yes. So now next we're going to talk about the annual Harvest Festival. The annual Harvest Festival will take place on Saturday, October 27th from 11 to 5 at the Ken Malloy Harbor Regional Park and Machado Lake. This family-friendly event will feature contests and games, live music, face painting, arts and crafts, food trucks, a health fair, and more. For additional information, visit the website at laparks.org. That's a Halloween event, right?
Yeah, Harvest Festival. That's technically Halloween.
Yeah. laparks.org. You're looking for the Ken Malloy Harbor Regional event, Machado Regional Park in Machado Lake. Ken Malloy Harbor Regional Park. It's located at Vermont Avenue in Harbor City. Enjoy.
All right.
What's next?
Well, you skipped one. We got the Pug Nation Rescue. Yeah, that's okay. There's a Pug Nation Rescue is a nonprofit group. They host the annual Pugtacular on Saturday, October 27th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Torrance Park. It features a dog costume contest, vendors, food, photo booth, adoption, silent auction, and great raffle prizes. Admission is $12 for adults and $6 for children. Pre-sale tickets, $10 for adults and $5 for children. You can get more information at pugnationla.org. And you can go with other dogs. They don't have to be pugs. All right? Pug Nation puts on the party, but all breeds of dogs are welcome. See, Halloween crosses not just humans and mammals and whatever else is there.
I have nothing against pugs. I did not mean to skip the pugtacular. Spooktacular. I love pugs.
Yeah, as I keep saying, there's something for everybody on Halloween, and that's going to be at Torrance Park at 2001 Santa Fe Avenue in Torrance.
Now, this is a very interesting and special event. This is Michael's Learning Place. Michael's Learning Place presents Day of the Dead Bingo and Fiesta on Saturday, October 27th, from 6 to 11 p.m., the Halloween-themed event features 10 games of bingo, authentic tacos, Mikey's desserts, festive drinks will be available for purchase, Wear your best costume and enter the costume contest for fun prizes. All proceeds will benefit Michael's Learning Place programs. Tickets are $75 per person or $250 for a table of six. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bingo starts at 7 sharp. You want to get your bingo cards laid out and all that, so you got to get there early, followed by dancing. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at michaels.org, and that's M-Y-C-H-A-L-S, and I'm sure you'll find it right there. Michael's Learning Place is located at 4901 West Rosecrans in Hawthorne Boulevard.
On Rosecrans in Hawthorne.
Yes.
I went to one of their events last year. Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. And they have Mikey's. It's like a bakery or cafe goods or something where they're making. You know, they have they're generating income for the center. Really good, a lot of fun. I played bingo the last event I went to. I didn't win. I never got bingo, but I danced afterwards.
I danced afterwards after bingo.
There's dancing. So it's always fun. Here's another big event that has just been a few years in the making. The Downtown Torrance Association is hosting the annual Halloween Scare Down in Downtown on Saturday, October 27th from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a family-friendly, fun-filled Halloween event with activities for all ages. There's going to be a trunk-or-treat on El Prado from 6 to 8 p.m., pumpkin painting, music, haunted boutique, photo booth, games, tarot card reader, and more. There's going to be a haunted maze at 360 Cheer. The street's going to be decorated, and the shops are going to be decorated, so you get to vote for your favorite store decorations. And most of the stores are going to be open late with candy for the trick-or-treaters and scary good sales. At the Torrance Historical Society Museum, they're going to have an antique car show, Day of the Dead altar exhibits, and candy and tattoos for kids. And all the downtown restaurants will be offering Halloween-themed drinks and specials. And then you can party late into the night with live music at Tortilla Cantina, Madres, or Keegan's. Check out all the information at downtowntorrance.net.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, I'm going to do a quick station break, and then we'll be back to – you were thinking that? I was thinking that.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we bring you all the latest current events and fun and specific items of interest to the South Bay of Los Angeles every Thursday and every Friday. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors. This is the podcast for them to know what's going on in the South Bay. And we're doing that today for the South Bay Halloween events. And we're going to continue in a moment doing that. So be sure to share this when you find it with all your friends and relatives and so they know what's going on for Halloween. We're going to do that again, starting with what's next? What's next?
You're up. Go ahead.
What is next? I'm up. Oh, PALS. People actively learning and sharing. PALS presents the Halloween Spooktacular Dance on Saturday, October 27th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ken Miller Recreation Center. PALS is a City of Torrance program that serves the special needs population. Attendees will enjoy refreshments, photo booth, and game room, while DJ Ozzy provides music and entertainment. Admission for PALS members is $5 and $10 for non-members. For more information, visit the website at torrance.gov. For events, just go to torrancecA.gov. And look for events. The Ken Miller Recreation Center is located at 3341 Torrance Boulevard in Torrance, California.
And we
people
should mention to everybody.
Learning and sharing.
Yes. You know,
what?
It's, well, first off, I wanted to say that All of this information is on my website, southbaybyjackie.com,
right.
southbaybyjackie.com.
Right.
All of this information is listed
right.
there, in addition to all of the non-Halloween events that are going on over the next, you know, few days. So all the details,
right.
all
right.
the links are there. It couldn't be easier. And the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, it's so funny. You'll notice we've already mentioned a few dances. Dances are always really popular on Halloween, I think, because wearing a costume, you lose your inhibition. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you just go someplace dressed regular, you might not get up and dance. But if you're wearing a costume,
right.
I think all inhibitions go out the window and you just get up and dance like nobody's watching.
Right.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that hypothesis?
I think Dr. Balestra, I concur. I concur.
All right. Okay,
so.
this event I'm going to talk about now is way out there, all right?
Wow.
They've been doing it for the last couple of years. They did 5 nights last year, but this year they're only doing 2 nights. The Hermosa Saloon is hosting the Dead Marionette, as I said, for 2 nights only, on Saturday, October 27th, and then on Wednesday, October 31st. That's Halloween night, next Wednesday. Horror lovers and the Halloween obsessed are invited to experience a deranged, immersive experience like never before. From the legendary degenerates behind a decade of insane parties across Southern and Central California comes the next incarnation of the South Bay's most immersive Halloween experience. Brace yourself for 2 mind-blowing nights of shock, horror, and indulgence led by the demon puppets of Dead Marionette Theater. Expect a night filled with drinks and debauchery. Now, if you've never experienced Dead Marionette Theater, it could best be described as a freak show at a rave inside a haunted house on the eve of the apocalypse with puppets. Guaranteed, you'll never forget this Halloween experience. That is, if you make it out alive. Now, be advised. They put warnings on their website for this, all right? Dead Marionette Theater is a 360-degree, fully immersive experience with heavy and frequent use of strobe lights, lasers, pyrotechnics, subsonic sound, climate-altering effects, projectiles, and graphic and potentially offensive imagery. Performance, props, and special effects can and do come in direct contact with the audience. So if you disturb easily or have sensitivity to any of those elements we just mentioned, please consider carefully before attending. Basically, if you come to the show, you're probably going to get hit with some stuff, so you can't be a baby about it. Recommended attire, hard hat, poncho, steel-toed boots, sunglasses, earplugs, change of underpants, and a Bible and holy water. Or you can just dress as a cool construction worker priest, and that should cover everything. But seriously, you know, don't come in your Sunday best. You don't want to wear nice clothes to this unless you've got a really, really good dry cleaner. No, seriously, be prepared for sensory overload.
Right.
The doors open at 8. It's strictly 21 and over. All-night drink specials, DJ. The feature show begins at 11 p.m., and there's a post-show dance party, all right? It, you know, just in case you haven't partied yourself to death by the end of that, all right? Costumes, de rigueur, all right? Costumes are strongly encouraged. Tickets are $10 at the door. Now, this sells out every year. As I said, last year they did this for 5 nights in a row, and they sold out every night. This year they're just doing it 2 nights. Tickets at the door only, from what I understand. All right, $10. Go to the Facebook page, Dead Marionette Theater. And it's at Hermosa Saloon, which is located at 211 Pacific Coast Highway in Hermosa Beach. Now, that is something that sounds right up my alley, but quite frankly, the whole strobe and subsonic sound thing, I don't know that I could handle it.
Yeah, if talk about fully immersive, I guess that's becoming the thing now is, and I don't know. I scare easily. So
well,
maybe
there's,
I wouldn't
if you
really
go to,
enjoy
if
that.
You, if you go to the Facebook page, they have video from last year.
Yeah.
So you can watch the video and see what it's all about. So, you know, they're very specific about, you know, what you should be prepared for. So there you go.
Okay.
We got a little bit of everything.
There
yeah.
you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, this guy, Barry Bly, he's really busy.
Yeah, well, he's one of our big producer promoters here in the South Bay.
Yes, he is. Barry Bly Productions presents The Haunted Hotel on Saturday, October 27th, from 8 to 1 p.m., 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., I think it is. Is this the Shade Redondo?
Yes.
Yes, at the Shade Redondo. Head to the harbor, if you dare, for the first ever haunted hotel at Shade in Redondo Beach. Celebrate Halloween weekend with a multi-level party and top LA DJs. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, and amazing costumes, as all guests are encouraged to dress up. This event is 21 plus, strictly 21 plus. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at BarryBly.com. BerryBly, BarryBly.com. For details, visit the Facebook page. Just check out Barry Bly on Facebook. Shade Hotel is located at 655 North Harbor Drive in Redondo. Wow, a multi-level party. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's where I was last night. That's where I went. Go ahead.
No, this is my speed. I don't want the subsonic and you know people will touch me. I want a party where everyone's dressed up.
Well, people will be dressed up at the other one. People will be dressed up at the Dead Marionette Theater. It's a freak show. A freak show. I love it. Again, Shade Hotel. I was down there last night in their what do they call it? The banquet building. They have two separate buildings. They have the one side, one building is the rooms, and the other side they got sea level restaurant on the ground floor, and then they have the two levels above it, which are open air. You know, so it's really it's beautiful and it's a lot of fun. So that's the Haunted Hotel. Right. Our friend Barry is putting on the Haunted Hotel. The monthly Torrance Antique Street Fair, it takes place on Sunday, October 28th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. This one's going to be a special Halloween and 20th anniversary celebration with live performance by Express at noon. There's going to be refreshments and anniversary cake, best booth Halloween decor contest, trick-or-treating, more. Wear a costume and you get a free appraisal on your treasures. There's going to be a pep parade and costume contest. You can register for that starting at 12:30 in Kennedy Park. DJ Ozzy will be emceeing the parade, which starts at 1, and awards will be given out at 1:30, and there's a children's costume contest at 2. You'll also be able to enjoy a free walking tour with the Historical Society at 11:30. It's the regular Torrance Antique Strip, only Halloween themed. They feature over 200 sellers offering antiques, collectibles, vintage clothes, jewelry, LPs, home decor, and more. Rain or shine, free admission, pet friendly, plenty of parking. What more could you ask for? That's the TorranceAntiqueFair.com. Torrance Antique Fair with an E on the end, .com.
Absolutely. Now, the next event is one of our favorite locations in the South Bay. One of my favorite locations in the South Bay, the Automobile Driving Museum. Presents Trunk or Treat on Sunday, October 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event offers tons of safe family fun. There will be spooky Hearst cars on exhibit, Grandeza Mexicana folk ballet company performances, special treats in the 1950s themed ice cream parlor, costume contests, and games. La Huesada tacos and churro sticks, food trucks, and will also be on site. Note, there will be no Sunday drives due to this event. Admission is $10 for adults and $8 for seniors, $5 ages 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at automobiledrivingmuseum.org. It's the most amazing place ever. automobiledrivingmuseum.org. The ADM is located at 610 Lairport Street in El Segundo. Okay, trunk or treat.
They do so many great events there. You know, sometime when you got a minute, go to their website because they do events there pretty much on a daily basis. They
right.
offer so much. It's such a great amenity for the community, the Automobile Driving Museum. All right, so the Downtown Manhattan Business Downtown Manhattan Beach Business and Professional Association is hosting the annual Trick or Treat on Sunday, October 28th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Participating businesses will have the event flyer posted in their windows, and guests must wear a costume to receive treats. And in addition, be sure to stop by the Downtown Manhattan Beach Farmers Market booth. You get a few tricks and special treats. You can guess the weight of the giant. And now this event takes place at the same time as the world-famous pumpkin race. So the lower portion of Manhattan Beach Boulevard is going to be closed to traffic for these family-friendly events. For additional information, visit downtownmanhattanbeach.com, downtownmanhattanbeach.com. And I'm just going to go right into the next one because it's hand-in-hand. And I still think we should have won a couple of years ago.
We were robbed.
The City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department proudly present the annual world-famous pumpkin race on Sunday, October 28th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Manhattan Beach Pier. And I just want to mention, it's called the world-famous pumpkin race for a reason, because it's world-famous,
right.
But it started right here in Manhattan Beach. One block, a group of the people that lived on the block got together. They started this pumpkin race. It got so big, they went to the city and said, you got to take it over. And they did, and now it's on Manhattan Beach Boulevard, which is a steep hill, steep street, and it's a great event, all right? This national award-winning event is a favorite with locals and has been a Beach City's tradition since 1990. Now, anyone can enter the race. And pumpkin race car kits are available for $20 at Live Oak Park Tennis Office while supplies last. The kits are fun and easy to assemble and contain everything you need to build a pumpkin race car. There's free expert assistance, decorations, and accessories available for those purchasing official kits. When we did that, I got the pumpkin.
Yeah.
I went over to the Parks and Rec office. They had the whole room set up. They drill the holes for the axles. They had all sorts of decorations and stuff. You could decorate it. They're very helpful. And all that help is free, by the way. You just buy the kit for $20, right?
Yeah.
You can also make your own pumpkin race car according to the official rules of the World Famous. And they are official rules. Go to the website. All right? There are official rules. The race is fun, easy, and free to enter. No registration is required, and costumes are encouraged. You compete in single elimination open qualifying from noon to 4, all right, for your chance to race in the championship final beginning at 4 p.m. Now, if you don't feel like doing the pumpkin race, it's just so much fun to watch. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it's just ton of fun to watch. There's going to be other activities, train rides, Gordy the Pumpkin Race Car, Arts and Crafts, Pumpkin Race Land, and then there's an award ceremony immediately following the finals. They give out prizes for best of show, best team spirit, best crash, and the coveted championship trophy. A ton of fun. Pumpkinrace.com. Just go pumpkinrace.com. We were robbed.
You know how we were robbed, but you know how I go crazy for URLs. The URL for this race is, I could not believe that Manhattan Beach got this, pumpkinrace.com. It's like, pumpkin race? How did they possibly get that? But they did.
Well, they started
because
it.
Because they were first.
They were first. And somebody quickly thought, ooh, let's get a good URL. Yeah.
Right. Amazing.
You want to know something funny?
Amazing.
You want to know something funny? As I said, world famous pumpkin race. One of my nephews and his wife organized a pumpkin race on their street for their neighbors. They've been doing it a couple of years now. Yeah. So that's what it is. You know, it doesn't have to be a big fancy thing run by the city. You could just organize one on your own street. But Manhattan Beach is where it all began, so that's exciting.
Right. Right. Amazing, exciting, wonderful. And we love this. This is really a fascinating place, the Lomita Railroad Museum. Yes, there is a railroad museum in Lomita. The Lomita Railroad Museum will host the annual Halloween Festival on Sunday, October 28th, from noon to 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m. The event features carnival games, crafts, a spooky story, and more. Attendees should wear their creepiest costumes. For additional information, call 310-326-6255 or visit their website at lomita.com. You'll find out, look for special events at lomita.com. The Lomita Railroad Museum is located at 2137 West 250th Street in Lomita. Amazing.
Yeah, Lomita Railroad Museum does a lot of events for the city of Lomita. That's, again, another great community amenity. Everything we've talked about up till now, all right, we're just now getting to actual Halloween, October 31st. Now we're just getting to the actual events on Halloween, all right? All of these events we've been talking about take place before Halloween. Okay, so we're at next Wednesday, October 31st. The Riviera Village Business Improvement District hosts the annual Riviera Village Halloween Trick-or-Treat on Wednesday, October 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. It's that spooky time of year when ghosts, goblins, and monsters roam the streets in search of tasty morsels. These little fiends have a keen craving for sweets, and it's crucial to keep them sated. Who knows what diabolical tricks they have up their tiny sleeves. You can satisfy their cravings at one of the most popular South Bay Halloween rituals. It's become a tradition, attracting thousands of children each year to participate in a safe, fun Halloween activity. Catalina Avenue will be closed to traffic from Avenue I to PV Boulevard to accommodate the trolling hordes. There'll be music, face painting, and other entertainment throughout the village, and local shops will be handing out candy and other treats from 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, if you're planning on going, if you're thinking about having dinner, make your reservations now, because there are going to be thousands of people there. We go down every year. It's a hoot. It's great.
Fantastic. Now, of course, not to be outdone, the City of El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department presents the annual Halloween Frolic and Haunted Stroll on Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween. This popular annual event takes place in the 300 and 400 blocks of Main Street between 4 and 7 p.m. and features live music, live entertainment, food vendors, and fun for the whole family. A costume contest sponsored by the El Segundo Kiwanis Club begins at 4:30, and all ages are encouraged to participate. Winners will be announced and prizes will be awarded following each age group competition. The El Segundo Women's Club is sponsoring a pumpkin carving contest. Entries are due at the judging area by 5 p.m., and prizes will be awarded to the most original, scariest, funniest, and best overall pumpkin carving. While admission to the event is free, unlimited use of the games and bounce houses is $8 per child. For additional information, call 310-524-2700 or visit the website elsegundo.org and then look up for recreation and you'll find the Halloween Frolic and Haunted Stroll. Very fun.
Yes. You know, it's great. You know, every city or every downtown area of every city is having a big community event. Now, the City of Torrance, you know, we mentioned the Scare Down in Downtown Torrance. That's put on by the Downtown Association. The City of Torrance Community Services Department invites the public to enjoy the annual Halloween Carnival on Wednesday, October 31st, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Wilson Park. It's a safe, family-friendly alternative to trick-or-treating. It's going to feature games, crafts, face painting, a photo area, spooky music, costume parade, and more. The parade takes place at 6:30. And then there's unlimited use wristbands for $10 per child are required to participate in the carnival activities. So, $10 a kid, and they have their run of the place. Food will be available for purchase from on-site food trucks, and the event will take place rain or shine. Dogs and other pets are not allowed at this event, so don't get your adorable dog into a costume and think you can go. You can't bring dogs or other pets to this. For additional information, visit torrentca.gov /Halloween, and Wilson Park is located at 2200 Crenshaw Boulevard in Torrance.
Yes. So let's we're continuing the theme, cities really getting into providing Halloween events. The city of Lomita will host a Halloween celebration on Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween, from 6 to 8 p.m. in Lomita Park.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
What?
Keep going.
What?
City of Lomita. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. City of Lomita. And they're kicking off the celebration with a costume contest at 6 p.m. After that, stick around and enjoy inflatable carnival games, decorate a pumpkin, and don't forget to pick up custom balloon creations from one of the balloon twisters. The best part of the event, it's free. For details, visit Lomita.com and look up special events or call 310-326-0140. Lomita Park is located at 244-28 Eshelman Avenue in Lomita. 244-28 Eshelman Avenue. And
no, what happened was I'm looking at my sheets here, and it's the city of Torrance, the city of Lomita, and I was looking at the city of Gardena, which is the next one. I thought you were. So anyway, the city of Gardena presents Halloween at the parks. Yes, on Wednesday, October 31st, starting at 6 p.m. at Freeman and Rowley Parks. The events feature costume contests, haunted houses, snacks, candies, and lots of spooky fun. There's nominal fees for the food and haunted houses. All right, so for additional information, you can visit the website at GardenaEvents.com, GardenaEvents.com. Freeman Park is located at 2100 West 154th Place in Gardena, and Rowley Park is located at 13220 South Van Ness Avenue in Gardena. So that's why I just wanted to go through the Halloween events, because our time is up.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention one thing. It's not Halloween related, but I'm very excited about this. It's something to look forward to. St. Rock presents the Beach Life Music Festival from May 3rd to May 5th, 2019. The three-day event is taking place in Ruby's parking lot and the Seaside Lagoon, with an expected 7,000 to 9,000 attendees each day and two stages.
Is this
featuring
new?
Yep. Featuring chart-topping national acts. It's the first coastal festival ever to be held in Los Angeles, and it's going to be big. Now, for more information, visit the website at beachlifefestival.com. Now, there's not really too many details. They don't have the music acts listed. You know, they don't have the details on it yet, but they just announced this. We know that St. Rock will no longer be producing the concerts on the beach in Hermosa. Alan Sanford put out a statement a couple of weeks ago about that. We don't know if the city of Hermosa is going to bring in somebody else to continue those concerts. We have no idea. But Alan is moving on, and he's hosting a big three-day event in Redondo, down at the harbor, then Coachella. All right? This is going to be huge.
Right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. May 3rd through the 5th, 2019.
Yeah.
Wow. Beachlifefestival.com.
All right, that's not till next May. And everything we just went through, you know, there's plenty of stuff to do here. Actually, there's more events before Halloween than on Halloween. You know, it took us 50 minutes to get through all the events leading up to Halloween. But I'm glad that you know, people still actually do stuff on Halloween. But you know, it's always been that thing when Halloween falls on a weekday. The bigger parties, you know, will be on the Saturday before. So lots to do. Get
lots
your scary costumes and zombie makeup out. And and on top of it, you know, as I said, that doesn't include all the bars and restaurants that will be encouraging costumes and private parties. We're invited to like three private Halloween parties over the next few days. So
wow.
It's going to be busy.
Jackie, you have done an amazing job in collecting this information for people. The South Bay is in good hands with SouthBayByJackie.com.
Thank you. And as I said, all of this information and more, there's a lot of other events happening over the next week, but they weren't Halloween related and we wouldn't have been able to get through to all those. So just go to the website. It's all listed.
It's all listed. And we leave you the last few seconds with just
some spooky
Jackie,
Halloween music.
Have a great weekend, or no, not weekend, tomorrow. Oh yeah, we got to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow is big.
Yes.
Because we're going to have a special about the propositions with Richard
yeah.
Montgomery, city council member.
Yeah.
and it can be scary. The propositions are going to be scary. And we're also, who's our next guest, our other guest from the League of Women Voters? What's her name?
Diane Wallace. So we tried to do this last week, and we kind of went off the rails
right.
with it. But tomorrow we're going to have Richard Montgomery from Manhattan Beach City Council, Diane Wallace from League of Women Voters, and it's going to be impartial. We're just going to go through each of the props. I think each of them are going to take six. I think Richard's going to take six. Diane's going to take six. And we're just going to go through them. Pros. They're impartial. The chamber's impartial. League of Women Voters is impartial. But you and I aren't impartial. So we can throw in our two cents.
Right. And Mark is somewhere in the middle.
Well, Mark officially represents the chamber, but and they're impartial. So, but you know, Mark might have to tell us what he thinks. So, tune in tomorrow.
He might.
It'll be informative and educational. We hope.
Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank
Always
you for
a pleasure,
joining
Joe.
Us. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening. There's a lot of activities tonight, but then we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.